The voluntary freeze lets people prevent the release of their credit reports by the three major reporting agencies. People who want to participate have to write letters to the agencies and send each bureau $10. Republican Assembly Majority Leader Jeff Fitzgerald sponsored the proposal when it cleared the legislature last session. He says the idea is that even if thieves steal someone's personal information, they won't be able to use it.
So that if your identity was stolen and somebody went to take out new credit on your name, the credit bureaus would already have the information that your credit is frozen, and they would be unable to do that.
Fitzgerald says the plan could be a good fit for some seniors who don't take out credit on their own very often. In working on the proposal, he says he heard stories of seniors who went a couple years before finding out their identity had been stolen and loans taken out in their names. People who apply for the freeze will receive a personal identification number from the credit bureaus that they can use if they want to unfreeze their credit at a later time, but they need to pay another $10 per credit bureau if they decide to put the freeze back on again. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.